Hello everyone, it's KWMR on the air with the Western Weekend Parade.
Oh well, hello Gregory, and thanks for turning it over. Here we are at the 2018, it's the 70th annual parade, which started back in 1948. And I think they might have taken a year or two off when things yes. got a little rowdy. Isn't that right, Liberace?
I was under the impression it was the 69th year, and I was trying to figure that out because
no, I verified
I wanted, it.
Here the parade has started, and this is our very first float coming down the way. Coming along, we're here stationed right across from Building Supply, right by Stellina, Austria Stellina. We want to give them a big shout-out for allowing us to use their power. A plug for the plug.
Osteria.
Thank you, Austria.
Mille grazie, Austria Stellina. Here we
so
have...
So if you are hiding from the law, you might want to duck horses. Behind a tree because this is the Marin County Sheriff's Posse coming through. Color guard, four horses.
I see a Palomino.
And a mule-drawn wagon and truck.
And
hello.
We have sheriffs.
Oh, there's Sheriff Doyle right there.
On the
cart, on the little wagon. Oh, look at that beautiful animal.
Maybe you can just pick up the fetching clip-clop of their hooves.
Ah, yes.
Hopefully that's coming through the microphone.
That would be the sheriff's posse there. And here are some more sheriffs in a vehicle, a green and white truck with some nice lights flashing on the top. Boy, things are not taking their time here at the Western Weekend Parade.
Yeah, it's moving at breakneck speed. They're all going to have to give themselves tickets.
But good gracious, a good thing the sheriff's in the front. All right, well, the second float is the Point Reyes National Seashore. No, that's Halleck Creek Ranch. Okay, that's a little out of order.
Oh.
All right, well this
Halleck
is okay.
Halleck Creek Ranch is fabulous. They're anyway, they do therapeutic riding for children with disabilities.
And that was the kids from Halleck Creek with Gary Sello on the wagon. And there's
a lovely covered wagon.
There was a darling little dog on that wagon earlier when they were doing some practice runs. So wonderful.
Oh, they're Amanda's got puppies on the brain, everybody. Just an FYI.
There's that little dog. It's right in the back. It was running around.
Oh,
my
is.
Goodness. So cute. And so there they go. They've got some more folks in. There is the first addition to the parade from the horses directly.
And there's some horse poop to commemorate.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
about. Inaugurating the beautiful parade with some divine soon-to-be compost.
Oh, my goodness. And check this out. Here we are. They're all clean and shiny as they always are. Those guys are always out cleaning those fire trucks. Marin County Fire Department.
It's magisterial.
We've got unit number 1564 and Medic 94 right here in the parade, along with a fire engine whose number I cannot see because I'm not flying in a helicopter. Although we are pretty high up here on the top of the compound, aren't we, Liberace?
We are. We're atop the communications
van. Are you saying we need a drone?
Yes.
Oh, we'll get right on that.
We need a drone. Lest I drone on, we do need a drone.
How about a real drone, not just us droning on? Okay, that would be 1584, 1564, and Medic 94 right here from the Marin County Fire Department.
And it's glorious, this parade of cherry red. These people have our backs.
They have our backs, our fronts.
Fabric of our community safety right here.
Backs, front, sides, tops, and bottoms, I think is what you're saying.
All
Liberace.
The oblique angles are covered. And then there are some trucks here that
this
are
this would be
EMT.
The Inverness EMT. Fire Department.
Oh, okay.
The Inverness Volunteer Fire Department. Look at that. Dewey is taking a historic shot. Dewey Livingston, that is, our local historian. And that would be Mr. Jim Fox. He is the chief of the Inverness Volunteer Fire Department. And here he's driving a Unit 300. That's his unit. And in a 360, we've got John Roach and some other fellow who I don't know who he is, but... Wow, they are looking good.
And a hose on a very large spool.
It's a spooled hose, yes. Oh, they're squirting water off of
no,
the Inverness. No.
Don't do it.
Engine 380, Inverness Fire Department. That man's a menace right there. Oh, he's trying to get us. No, he's just getting the crowd. Okay, and here, look at Unit 331. There is Ken Eichstead and Elnora Eichstead. Driving. Oh, she's waving.
She's the elder, the parade elder.
That's
she's
right.
92 years old.
No, I think she's 94.
94 years old.
That's right.
She
Inverness
is the goddess.
Volunteer Fire Department right there. There they are.
We blow kisses to Nora, who is 94, and she's manning the Inverness Volunteer Fire Department truck.
You know, they'll
Ken
take anybody.
Eichstead.
They need volunteers. I'll tell
and
you.
Here's another U.S. Park Ranger.
There's
and
the U.S. Park,
he's
sir.
Throwing candy, so everybody...
Okay,
one.
The National Park Service has one car. Okay, they must be really busy today out there in the Point Reyes National Seashore. That's where they do their work here, and they also oversee some of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area lands.
We have a little respite we have here a little. Let as me we just, prepare for the next group. And we do want to thank some folks, don't we, in the interim?
We will. We've already thanked Osteria Stellina, but we're going to thank them again because without their electrical outlet use, we would not be sitting here coming to you live from the 70th annual Western Weekend Parade here in beautiful Point Reyes Station. And I do also want to thank Gregory Damasio, who's over there at KWMR headquarters, manning the board, and to Richard Dillman, who's sitting down here waving. Oh, he's listening in. And also Mia Johnson, she's like great, and the KWMR has
she
a float
just does
as
everything
well
and
in the parade.
She's the very living embodiment of competence and beauty in one lovely package of a human being. So shout out to Mia Johnson. Here's the Grand Marshal.
That's right,
the Grand Marshal Molly
Raya yeah. McIsaac.
That's right. We have.
Oh, that's a cool car.
Raya
look
McIsaac,
at that.
Who has Raya's Home Care.
That's right,
and in a Continental with the, what do they call it?
Suicide doors.
Suicide doors.
Nice. It's green.
And, yeah, it's an emerald green Lincoln Continental circa, 1960s?
That's a sweet ride.
Early 60s.
I could totally get down with that car, couldn't you?
Yes, and it's probably a V8 engine. It's probably, and a man on a bicycle with a little beard. Hello.
Yeah, he was not actually officially part of the parade.
He's not part of the parade.
Think,
he's an interloper, but he's also a local color, for heaven's sake.
I think it's nice when people sort of take it upon themselves to be part of the parade.
Here comes our junior
Grand Marshal.
Junior Grand Marshal, who is Molly Donaldson. This is a fabulous young woman who is a Tamales High School junior and fourth generation to live on Crane Ranch in Tamales. She wants to become a historian for a national or state park. We salute
Molly. Hope she's
Molly.
Hanging with Dewey a little bit because, yeah, we're all about her becoming a historian. That is
well, right now she actually does intern at the Tamales Regional History Center.
Oh.
And she's the first intern in something like 35 years there.
And she almost ran over Dewey there. That was a little bit close. But
well,
there
she's
you go.
Not driving. So
well,
we
she's
can't,
looking to move up
can't.
Quickly and get rid of Dewey. There's a
oh,
position
yeah,
open right there.
That's really called sidestepping an issue there, yeah. She's in a sort of fire engine red Corvette. And so she's really a fast-moving... Fast forward moving, snazzy young woman.
We are getting a little wind on the mics here, but not terrible, not bad. Oh, look at that car. That's a pretty sweet ride. Congratulations to you, Molly Donaldson, the
president.
Junior Grand Marshal of the Western Weekend Parade.
Yes, and president of the Tamales High Theater Club. So she's either way you look at it, red carpets are involved in her future. She's going to either be an Academy Award winner or she is going to be a very well-known historian, Molly Donaldson.
All right, so just as, you know, Hallett Creek was out of sequence from our list.
Oh,
of course,
are these the Aztec things?
No, these are not. This is the Gente de Cidade.
Cidade.
And,
Gente de Cidade.
And our friend Gina Tanner is in there somewhere. But these are some scantily clad hotties. Following
right.
a Ford Mustang, a white Ford Mustang, which what do you think that is? Like a 60?
66.
66?
I just made that up.
It could be, because I think that's the year, it'd be 66. So anyhow,
well, the trunk is open, so
they've got stuff.
I hope there's not a body in there.
No, they're giving stuff out. I mean, I am just like, I'm digging this. All right, all I got to say.
So these are gorgeous red bikini costumes with florid feathered headdresses that are turquoise and red and fabulous red boots.
And can I just say, they know exactly what they're doing. They're in sequence. They're completely in sync.
Beautiful, synchronized
if they
dancing.
They don't win a prize.
Funky,
there's
sexy, girl power all the way, everybody.
All the way. This is like me three, all right? Not me two. This is me three. The Me Three movement.
The Me Three movement. That means you want to be in on the fun. That's what the Me Three movement is all about.
Oh, wait, there's
about.
A dude. There's a man in there.
Oh,
with
there is a man, and he's got some moves.
He's got some moves.
And
smooth like butter.
There's a touch of the belly dance in their moves. There's a touch of the hip hop. They've really melded some great style, exuberance, and beauty.
There's some serious butt cheek action going on here too.
Well, that's
what watch
dance
out for the horse poop.
All
that's
about.
What I'm saying.
They will strategically dance around the inaugural horse poopage that's in the streets. There's a really snazzy looking Mini Cooper that's following them.
That is a very sharp looking ride.
And it is a convertible, in case you really want to know. And is it a Cooper S? Yes, for those Cooper aficionados, it's a Cooper S. Now the Wildcats, the West Marin Inverness School Wildcats, are coming into the fore here Western Weekend Parade
now
with a gust of wind to buoy them.
That's right. Now, they did this in San Francisco, and now they have brought their swinging talents and their dragon, Parade Dragon, to Western Weekend, the 70th annual Western Weekend. We are broadcasting live from KWMR from the top of our communications van right here on Main Street. I am Amanda Eichsted, and joining me today, of course, is the lovely and talented Liberace. Thanks for coming out today, Liberace.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a little hard to get up at 10 a.m. to get over here and have my false eyelashes and full makeup on and my kiss-proof lipstick, but I somehow managed it because I did it all for you, Amanda Eichsted.
Well, I'm glad because...
Now, are we out of order again? I think so, because I don't see...
I think that is...
We missed... Tim Bunce, he will probably be down later.
He's coming, we won't miss him.
With
we'll recognize
Cheta's
him.
Garage.
There
now,
is a little
guys,
group there. I think...
It's a sort of a Chinese New Year snake or dragon that the kids are wielding. This is, again, the West Marin School children.
I think that might have been the Inverness School kids in the front, and this is the West Marin School
this
kids
is Paper Mill
with the dragon.
Creek.
And then we've got a little a drum corps going. This is from West Marin School because there is Dave Whitney right in the middle. He is the music teacher for both West Marin School and Inverness School. He does a great job. Thank you, Dave Whitney, for everything that you do. All right, moving right along. Hey,
we've got Paper Mill Creek. Paper Mill Creek kids are coming down the road.
Oh, we just
got...
love the preschool and the preschool.
Excuse us, we had to photo op.
We had a photo op there. Oh, thank you. There's Lourdes Romo. She's the director of Paper Mill Creek's Children's Corner, and they also have been completely strategic in the missing of not stepping in the horse poopage.
Well, since 1989, in addition to sidestepping horse poop, they've been inspiring and teaching young children, celebrating diversity and community-centered education. This is a lovely school right here in
all right. Well,
oh,
thank
and now
you.
We've got
oh, here we go. The Inverness Garden Club, complete with Terry Alshire.
Sidecar.
Kilt-clad Terry Alshire on his sidecar Triumph motorcycle. And in the sidecar, none other than Nancy Jo Heaton, who, by the way, is playing in the KWMR golf tournament on June 15th. As is Terry.
Are they on the same team? I would expect
they are on the same team.
They're not going to divide their talents.
But we've got some serious hardcore Inverness Garden Corps action going on here. We have Martha Proctor and Susan Nelson.
They're so they're festooned in flowers, and they
Linda
have their
Linder.
Green aprons on. Linda Linder,
that's right.
There's
Kathy Richards. She's in the Inverness Garden Club. But not only is Kathy Richards in the Inverness Garden Club, but she's also on the KWMR Board of Directors. Inverness Garden Club. These folks not only do they have beautiful gardens, but they raise lots and lots of funds for scholarships for graduating seniors from West Marin schools, and they do it all with such grace and style. And I have to hand it out to the Inverness Garden Club for all of their fine work.
And their festooned truck.
Their festooned truck is styling.
A festooned pickup truck. How can you go wrong?
That looks really nice. I mean, the flowers are really what look good on that truck.
It's a weather-beaten truck, so it's got that hipster patina, and then it's just garlanded up in the most fetching
way. Oh, and there's Barry Linder.
Beautiful.
Got a lot of the Garden Club folks. Barbara J is down there as well. These are all folks who are work hard tirelessly for the Garden Club. And you know what else the Garden Club does is they maintain a lot of little beautiful floral things that you find around Point Reyes and Inverness. The little flower arrangements in front of the clinic and in front of places they maintain, and then the median strip in Inverness when you go through the town.
They're beautifying. They're all about beauty. They're all about the glory of nature. As a bee, as I mentioned this, a little honeybee has literally landed on my run sheet to take a break, but don't eat that ink. That's not pollen.
That's not good for you.
So, yes, in affirmation of the Inverness Garden Club,
a tiny pollinator has landed on our paperwork. That's so appropriate, isn't it? It's so touching. I would like to just remind folks that you are listening to KWMR Westmoreland Community Radio, where we are broadcasting live from the Western Weekend Parade. There's some of my fellow I'm in the Garden Club. You know that?
Are you?
You should join.
I did not know that, Amanda. I said.
Been a member for almost 14 years. Yes.
I would not mind doing that if I would be allowed to garden in my mink coat.
I'm sure.
You're not going to throw red paint on me.
I think you should definitely ramp it up a notch. I mean, why not? I don't know if anyone else does that.
You know, in the winter, it's a little chilly out there. And I must say also, I want to interject that Kathy Richards, also a member of the Inverness Garden Club, she makes a mean body butter.
She does.
Out of all natural substances, and it is slatheringly marvelous for moisturizing. And she's been very generous to KWMR with her body butter.
She has. Thank you, Kathy Richards. Gifts. And thank you, Inverness Garden Club.
We had
now
a Tess Elliott sighting.
That's
with
right,
baby
Olive,
who is one of the most attractive and squish-worthy babies. Actually, she's not really,
she's
a, baby
not really a baby.
She's
anymore.
A toddler. She's a toddler. She's still imminently huggable. Tess Elliott of the
Point Reyes Light.
Point Reyes Light. She's just a spectator. We're just pointing out some of the luminaries of the town. Yes.
And I'll tell you now, out of sequence, just as he always is, it's our Tim Bunce. And
here's Tim.
His little daughter, Wesley, on the tractor. There's Tim and Wesley. Wesley is a waving machine.
It's as slow as I have ever seen him drive.
That
Tim
is
Bunce,
about
everyone, take note. He's going like 2 miles an hour.
I think that's good for him.
Good. It's Tim Bunce, slowing it down.
Slowing it down, Timmy. Good boy. Okay.
He's got some very buffed arms there. I'm just going to say.
Who are these people?
These are folks on horseback who may also be. Are these
Cowgirls of West Marin? 8 women,
yes,
on horseback.
That's
Let's
what,
double
that's
check that.
What's happening.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm only counting 6.
Yes, that's exactly who they are.
They're missing 2 of their women on horseback.
They're throwing Mardi Gras beads,
I
or at least
that.
One person threw one string of Mardi Gras beads in a.
You don't want to give up all your beads too early in the parade. You know, that would be.
They're young, they're women of all ages. It's another woman power display and also horse power display. Now, here is the
KWMR float.
KWMR. I see Paul Raphael.
I see Charles Schultz.
Charles Schultz.
I see
Charlie
Brian
Morgan.
Della Hunty and Charlie
Lyons.
Morgan. Lyons Filmer. Kit and Gray Shepherd. Christina Lucas. And there they are.
Mia
and
Johnson.
Mia Johnson. She's got her float number.
And who's the puppy?
That is Scruffy.
Christina's
that's
puppy,
Scruffy.
Scruffy
the puppy. And I don't know.
And
oh, that's
wait,
Kit and Gray's.
Child.
That Kit and Gray's lovely little granddaughter.
Oh,
very
a tie-dyed baby.
Oh, that is just lovely.
What
Lyons
a cutie.
Has got a lovely umbrella. Oh, KWMR doing it up right this year at the Western Weekend Parade.
And we have our youth DJs heading up our small cadre,
that's,
small but mighty cadre.
Brian Delahunty.
Brian Delahunty.
I just adore him. I love all of our youth DJs. They bring such fresh audio to the airwaves, those kids.
I am
Charles Schultz
the royal
gave
wave.
Us a totally lackluster, like, half wave. Good Lord, Charles. Come on.
Well, he's tan. He's tanner than anyone.
He is the most tan in the entire KWMR.
He wins the Tanning Achievement
That's
Award.
Right. The most tan person marching for KWMR. All right, KWMR. Now we have West Marin Community Services. Do they do enough for our community? I think they do so much. Scholarships, event supplies, immigration, rapid response, emergency and basic assistance. They have the thrift store. Who doesn't love the thrift store?
We love the thrift store.
Water dog swimming program. They do the holiday Thanksgiving dinner. That is it. The food pantry is right there. There are best neighbors in the Creamery building right down the way. Thank you for all that you
do. They do a beautiful service.
West Marin Community Services, you guys are something else.
Oh, now we have Project Hope coming down the pike here. Project Hope
with a lone Nave patrol like mixed in. That's a nice flair. That's kind of like, you know, having spices on your
food. The lone Nave patrol. That's so cinematic,
I must say.
It's
not going to lie down, I hope. But I'll tell you something. I don't know much about this Project Hope, but what I do know is that it is a project of equine therapy for
veterans.
And that it is an incredible way to deal with the hardships that veterans bring back from serving our country. And we want to thank them for doing so. And we want to thank Project Hope for providing services for veterans.
I believe they give some of their services out of the Morgan Horse Ranch right here in Point Reyes Station, as well as the Presidio Riding Club. You can go to Project Hope and look them up online.
Getting a little too close to the back of these horses, but it is the Coastal Marin Fund float with three people, and they are promoting the coins that you can purchase. They are $3, and they could be spent at many local merchants here in West Marin. This is the Coastal Marin Fund, headed up by Richard Kirschman. He is an idea machine, and his lovely wife, Doris Ober.
I love her hat. Now, she's got a green cowboy hat that has some bling-aliciousness going on. It's either sequins or it's rhinestones, picking up the sunlight so fetchingly. Isn't she a style icon, ladies and gentlemen?
And Bill Barrett is marching with them
as well. He has a yellow hat that just brings out his skin tone.
And he's wearing a giant, like, emblem of the coin, like one of those sandwich things.
Sandwich sign coin. I want to wear a $1,000 Bill sandwich sign and see if I can make a purchase with it.
Oof, I bet you could, Liberace. I bet you could. Now, this is the
Community Land Trust.
The Community Land Trust of West Marin. Now, talk about bling. Can we talk about Kim Thompson's dress?
Kim Thompson may be the style icon of the parade, although behind her, she's got a run for her money with a young woman. Maybe you can identify her. Amanda Ike said she's in a very glowingly glitzy long green dress.
That's Kim Thompson.
That's the lady in the purple sequin.
Oh, Maureen Cornelia is there.
Very nice.
We've got Kim Thompson, who is definitely working the green sequins.
All right. Clam has upped the ante on...
This is their float
as glamorous...
Well. It's a giant clamshell. So what we've got going on here is that the Community Land Trust of West Marin is working tirelessly to provide more units of affordable housing in West Marin. And I'll tell you something, we need them here like nothing else. And we appreciate the work that they're doing along with the Bolinas Community Land Trust, and I appreciate that so much.
Many of
these nonprofits that we're talking about today on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio, are organizations that are 501c3s and could benefit from your support, listeners.
It's true, and we all like to work in concert with these agencies and give them airtime, and they in turn are supportive of West Marin Community Radio, and of course they are crucial to the community at large. And some of the young people on the float in the shadow of the clamshell are also quite glamorous. And they're throwing candy, and they're blowing bubbles. This is a very festive float that I believe is in the running for best float of all time.
It's an actual float. That's true.
There is Lori Frugoli running for district attorney.
She's got some tiny horses.
She has some little Shetland ponies, and she's walking with those ponies, and I might need a pony right now.
Liberace, did you ever have a pony
I've never had a pony. I'm so sorry. I did not. I had a pachyderm, and it spat upon me so much that I had to go to therapy with Dr. Hugenschmugen to get over that. This is before he worked with, machines and with inanimate objects. This is when he worked with animals, relationships to animals and people.
We might
just
be giving
sidebar.
Slightly too much information there. I'm very interested in where Lori Frugoli got these tiny horses, but you know, I'll tell you something about a tiny horse. It's going to have a smaller poop. That's right. Right?
Yeah. No, well, am I right? A smaller footprint, literally and figuratively. Now,
right.
Can
Ooh.
You hear
the Macintosh pipe band.
The Macintosh pipe band coming in their beautiful tartan kilts.
They kind of say it for themselves, really. I like these guys.
Well, they are a Larkspur-based bagpipe group established in the early 80s. And they have, you can hear the drumming. They have a really good logo on their drum.
Yeah,
Macintosh
do.
Pipe Band. They're award-winning. They're highly competitive, actually. They've been in competitions around in various parts of the world.
I'm glad they're back this
and
year.
And does anyone want to get in on it? They practice a couple times a week on Saturday mornings and Wednesday evenings, just FYI, at Henry Hall School in Larkspur.
I wonder if they practice inside.
Probably outside.
If I lived right there, it might be, you know, I don't know.
Well, you got to love bagpipes.
That's true.
So you can also find them at the...
I'm having a flashback because in the sixth grade, I did play the bass drum.
Oh, you did? How
yeah.
cool are you, Amanda,
and
to do that?
I always said I never hit it hard enough, but that's just, you know, I've gotten over that. It's really come a long
therapy.
Way.
Therapy. We've both had some therapy. So you can find the Macintosh Pipe Band. They love to play at the senior ice hockey tournament at the Snoopy Ice Rink in Santa Rosa. It is their favorite gig.
Oh, here comes the Gente La Cidade ladies walking back to the back part of the parade.
Well, hopefully they'll go around again and dance some more and bust some more moves.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
Oh, I bet they do. And then really the idea is, in my opinion, Liberace says that, you know, at the end of the parade, everyone should be dancing in the streets.
And pretty much they will be, I think, because El Radio Fantastique is going to be playing down at the Western Saloon. Afterwards, there's a barbecue. Mm. There's all kinds of delicious food available, food and drink. And oftentimes the sheriff's office keeps this street closed for a while. I just want to touch before we get to the Strauss Family Creamery float. The weather for tonight and today. Today it's high near 76 degrees, which I think we're about peaking out at right now. And a northwest wind, 5 to 13 miles per hour. They nailed it, the National Weather Service. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 47. Northwest winds, 13 to 15 miles per hour.
And
all
here
right.
we have the Strauss Creamery.
This is one of my favorites.
In their signature red and white, their baseball jerseys.
Nobody's wearing a cow suit. Do you see anybody in a cow suit this
not
year?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Well, if I could go for the costume change myself and get into Icy Olive. Give me that toddler. So a big, imposing Strauss Creamery
truck. Oh, see, they're positioning
truck.
Themselves perfectly for the ice cream handout.
Oh.
Way to go, Tess Elliott.
The truck is approaching. It's passing by. Tess Elliott and Olive and probably little
Elliott himself
are poised to receive some of the free ice cream that they are handing out.
I think Richard Dillman is reaping the benefits of the Gente de Cidade hiking back up there, just practically brushing him with their feathers.
Oh,
good gracious.
Giving him
I hope
thrill
he's doing
of a lifetime.
He's been given a feather. He just was given a feather. Okay, anyway, back to the Strauss Family Creamery.
It's getting a little out of control
right
here.
They have a lot of people in there. They did say for the Strauss Family Creamery.
Several people, at least 25 I'm seeing. Perhaps more, all in uniform.
20 children and 30 adults is what they said. And
yeah.
I think they've pretty much met
their... Oh, my
their
goodness. Can they throw some of that ice cream up to Liberace and Amanda Eichstead? Thank you. Gimme. Oh, damn
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Black eye.
There they go. Got a shiner.
I'm going to have to chase them down.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to KWMR Point Reyes Station. We are doing a live broadcast today at the middle of our day here in Point Reyes Station for the 70th annual Western Weekend Parade. I'm Amanda Eichstead, and joining me here on the top of the Point Reyes Disaster Council, or West Marin Disaster Council, KWMR communications van. And we are perched atop in our little lawn chairs, enjoying the heck out of this parade. I'm guessing that we're talking about right now a little Point Reyes Olema 4-H. Here they come.
Oh, yes, it is indeed the Olema Point Reyes 4-H. Did you know that Olema used to be the big town around here, by
the way? I do.
Yeah.
I live there now, and I know that it was the big main town in And what happened was the train came out through the San Juan Valley and then through Samuel P. Taylor State Park. I'm sure it wasn't a state park at that point in time. But then they said, why would you take a train over this big steep hill? They said, no, we're going to take the train up along the creek alignment. And they ended up here in Point Reyes. And soon enough, this became Point Reyes Station.
And once we got a saloon, all bets were off. It was all
there
about Point Reyes.
At one point in time, there were 7 bars in Olema.
That must have been...
Those were the days.
All hell must have been breaking loose.
Kind of like today in West Marin at Point Reyes Station. It's a crazy day.
So the 4-H Club, they have a very modest but potent float because it's covered in burlap. It's very subtle. It's a subtly glamorous kind of look.
And patriotic.
And patriotic with a large American flag blowing gently in the breeze.
This
and
may
some
be
young people who are young 4-H members.
Right, but check this out. The use of the rusty wheelbarrow is really quite poignant. This could be the most artistic of all floats so far.
They've made a beautiful floral planter out of an old rusty wheelbarrow. And it is, again, the pride of the earth and that kind of humble
reuse kind of ethic.
God,
they're darling.
Lots of adorable children in little evergreen, sort of dark green t-shirts with a bright green 4-H logo for all of those of you who are wondering about their color scheme.
Here is the Sri Chinmoy Openness Home Peace Run float.
Yes.
Now tell us about this, Liberace, because I hope you did some research on it.
Their spiritual teacher is Sri Chinmoy, and his whole thing is that, of course, a quest for inner peace, that's the goal. And
I can get behind that.
And the sort of harmonious control of life, focusing on the good in others and in yourself.
Oh.
Love and serve is his philosophy. So they do runs throughout the country and also in the UK and other parts of the world. They do these long runs. They do shorter runs. So I think the people that are running across, they're running like a 3,100-mile marathon. Well, that would be an exceeding ultra marathon. Here comes a young runner with a torch, although he's walking because it's a parade, and we do not run in parades.
Is he passing that? I know they're passing the torch off. Oh, look, there's Kit and Gray Shepherd and their little darling granddaughter. Oh, my goodness, how lovely. Hello, hello.
I have to say that I'm rather overwhelmed by the idea of running 3,100 miles, but they do it all for, for raising funds and for the good of the world.
I may be just a little bit strange, but a lot of straw hats and a big flame is not really, anyhow. Okay, we're moving right along, and the next float we've got here is the Dog Clan Goes to the Beach, and it's 6 adults with 4 pugs, and there are the pugs in the stroller.
Oh, dear.
And they've got some beachwear. They're all wearing beachwear, and they've got some beach balls, and they're tossing out stuff.
So this
there
is really
go.
The pug parade. It's just a momentary...
Pugs don't walk, though. Did you notice that? They are
they
in...
They waddle. Well, they waddle. Well, and then they get out of breath because they've been overbred, sadly. But their little noses are a little pushed up too much. They can waddle. They can get their groove on for a little while before passing out.
I have a feeling
this
that
lovely.
This may be an added a late addition because I am...
It's sort of a hydrangea sunflower parade.
Hats and beautiful...
3 shopping carts full of feathers.
Oh, this,
I mean flowers.
No, this is the Palace Market float. This is the Market float. Oh, so there we go. You're right. We're not out of order. Palace Market, sometimes they've done a big float where they have created something, but look at those flowers. They've really outdone themselves. And their shopping carts.
Very impressed
that
with
is
what I'm seeing
perfect.
Here.
Okay, now I
sunflowers,
see
sunflowers, hydrangeas, beautiful, glorious colors of pale
roses.
Blue, bright yellow. And 3 shopping carts has made, I would never have thought of applying
that
to making
many
mobile,
flowers.
Mobile, enormous mobile floral arrangements. It's a wonderful application of the shopping cart.
All right, this is the Sacred Heart Church float. Wow, quite a float.
Using
the Inverness Garden Service truck there. And they do have their One Heart, One Marin event coming up on Father's Day, June 17th. And I can say with some confidence that Lourdes Romo and me, Amanda Eichstead, will be emceeing the event.
Yes.
It's going to have Los Santoles. They will be there's food and drink, and it's something for everyone at Sacred Heart. And wow, Lourdes Romo gets around. She is has been in two different parade floats today, both Paper Mill Creek Children's Corner and the Sacred Heart Church.
Are these their horses? Their float is being followed up by one, two, three, four beautiful
know,
horses and handsome gentlemen on horseback.
Very handsome gentlemen
Hello,
drinking
gorgeous.
Beer.
Hello, gorgeous. One, two, three, and four. Hello. Liberace's waving.
I don't know
They're
who
very,
these people are.
They're very fabulous.
We love them.
The horses are beautiful. They're really prancing with some pride as
very
well.
Nice
as
looking horses.
As are the horses. Yeah.
All right, we got a little building supply. Boy, we're sitting right across from the old building supply here at Osteria Stellina on top of the Comban. We're reporting live for KWMR. It's
a lot of... Oh, sorry.
Amanda Eichstead and Liberace, she's very excited about the candy that's being thrown from the building supply truck. Lots and lots of candy.
Children are scrambling in the street.
Do not let Madeline Hope see you do that because she gets, unless it's all picked up, and it is candy, and there are a lot of children here, so I'm going to make an assumption
I think
that it's
it'll be,
all going to get cleaned
yeah.
up.
Here comes one of our peace officers.
That's right. Oh, that's
keeping
the
viewers and people in line.
That's James Hickey, I believe, our sheriff here in West Marin.
Shout out to
keeping
James
the
Hickey.
Peace. James Hickey, way to go, buddy. All right, and there are some, those people are throwing candy really far. Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, there's some flying nuggets here, and the kind that are edible, thankfully. And now we've got coming up
we've got a little break.
A little postmodern steampunk kind
of.
Did
you know, Liberace,
vehicle.
That the longest parade in the world is in Hanover, Schützenfest, that takes place in Hanover every year during the Schützenfest? The parade is 12 kilometers long with more than 12,000 participants and from all over the world. And there's a real dispute over what the shortest parade is. But here we have something.
Well, whoever they are, I love them. It's kind of a steampunk, postmodern, Mad Max, Road Warrior kind of little vehicle.
There's Zinnia.
There's got wagon wheels.
Zinnia is driving.
Zinnia. Now that is very fabulous.
That's the precursor to the El Radio Fantastique, Jason
here
Machine.
Here they come.
Yeah, watch the wires, pals. Watch the wires.
I was in a parade. I belly danced in a very long parade. It was probably a 3-mile parade in Edinburgh, Scotland. Liberace is just bragging a little bit. That was 18 years ago. She's a little long in the tooth for such activities.
I think
now,
really...
Here they come.
Here comes El Radio Fantastique. They're just warming up. They're going to be over at the Western Saloon. I think probably just they're all set up. They're just going to pull this truck right up and keep the party going.
There's a big old flamethrower.
I hope that Jason McLean doesn't burn this wire and it falls down on us.
I don't think he will.
Careful.
I think he's been doing this for, oh dear. There is some heat coming off of that flamethrower. I can feel it. Climate change is all happening because of this one parade float, which actually has a severed head, a mannequin head on the front grill.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I think we dodged a bullet on that one, Liberace.
Thank goodness.
And there would be El Radio Fantastique on the back of the truck. We got Robin Livingston on the keyboards.
Eugene on the drums.
That's right. Somebody with a crazy mask on. Maybe that's...
That's
got to be Johnny.
Is that an elk head? What kind of taxidermy head have we got there?
That's an elk.
I think it's an elk.
Nice. Nicely done, people. Look at the kids. Look at the kids.
Great. So in the back, there's sort of a scoop that you would find on a bulldozer, and it's poised on the back of this huge flatbed with three adorable little girls sitting in there waving. Actually, you know, it's not a bulldozer. It's
a bucket loader.
Well, it's what you'd find on a Ferris wheel. It's actually a real true-to-life Ferris wheel.
Oh, there is Ken and Elnora Eichstead's coming by to say hello. Hello, hello.
I'm going to say she's the parade's reigning elder.
And there's our buddy Jimmy G.
Hello, Jimmy G.
Hello, Jimmy G. I think that El Radio, oh, there's a lot of really good entrants in the parade this year. I would love to say that coming up next
Cheetahs.
Is a float. Cheetah's Garage, children and adults.
And this is a very exuberant, yellow, large, flatbed truck belonging to Cheetah's. And it's laden with some hay bales and a lot of youthful, fabulous people. As in, I see a baby, I see young people of all ages, and then even, do I see any elders? I see mostly like young
families. This is a nice.
It's a celebration of the young family.
There's one older gentleman there, and he's looking good. All right, way to work at Cheetah's.
I see a gentleman dancing, standing up, wearing his Warriors shirt. Go Warriors!
Oh, he's got a baby. Yeah.
Go Warriors! And he's holding his adorable child.
Liberace, would you like some?
Oh, thank you. Oh yes, ice cream. Mwah. Thank you, Carrie Livingston.
Carrie Livingston.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, what a lovely.
She brought us some Strauss vanilla bean ice cream. Amanda and I really shouldn't have this, but we are going to clutch it desperately. We might even fight over it.
Give me that ice cream, Liberace.
Give it back.
Give it back. Give it back. All right, now we have Anna Pletcher for district attorney.
Also, so
and her float.
Two. We've had two candidates.
I kind of like the guy riding solo on the tandem. That's tricky and clever. It's a nice bike, actually.
Well, in lieu of a human being on the back of the tandem, he has an Anna Pletcher for district attorney sign, which may be providing some ballast. Or it may be that he's just going to blow over when a gust of wind hits him.
He's got it going on there.
But we met her earlier today, Anna Pletcher, and she...
quite lovely.
She was over at the Civic Center at the Farmers Market in San Rafael earlier today campaigning and really wanted to make it out here to this parade, and she's wearing a bright yellow blazer.
You can't miss her.
She's a nice Western hat. She's summertime personified, that
yes,
Anna Pletcher.
Yes, I think she gets style points for sure.
And then here's sort of a Model T.
It's an automobile that has some people.
It's
I believe this is either part of the Pletcher thing or it's actually its own thing, like a late entry perhaps to the parade. But they are making it happen. We haven't had too many vehicles in the parade this year.
But those that have come through are pretty.
But my favorite so
exciting.
Far, Liberace, is the Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors. The emerald green Lincoln gets my vote. Although the Mustang was kind of nice.
I get a little upset with those Lincoln Continentals. I always think of our fair president who was assassinated because he was sitting in one of those. But happily...
He happened to be sitting in one of those when he was assassinated. It wasn't because of the car.
Yes, you're right. We cannot blame the car. It's just emblematic of that era.
I hear you.
And I have to cry.
All right. Well, you are listening to KWMR Point Reyes Station. We are broadcasting live from the Western Weekend Parade right here in Point Reyes Station. I'm Amanda Eichstead, station manager. And with me today is host of Happy Hour, Liberace.
Yes. Thank you
thank
so
you for coming out. I know you don't like to
out.
Do things so early in the day usually. But
no.
I'm glad you made an exception for the parade today.
Well, I have my priorities straight, and I knew that ice cream would be involved and that I might see some glamorous outfits. And
you and all of the above have been achieved.
Yeah, I have not been disappointed. And there are a lot of people, a lot of little children out here today and wonderful families, extended
it's
families.
It's well-attended, but it's not crazy attended, don't you think? There's like, I've been here when you couldn't even move down the sidewalk, and this feels healthy. This feels appropriate.
But down at the corner in front of the Wells Fargo, it's like five people deep.
Yeah, slam-a-lam-a-ding-dong down there. That is a crowd.
And the poor little truncated tree over there next to between the Palace Market and the Wells Fargo Bank
seems to be holding its own today.
Humanoids.
There's actually a human up in the tree.
Yeah.
All right, now we have Aztec dancers. These folks are really something. Headdresses of giant feathers, probably 4 feet long, and shells or some kind of pods around their legs and bells and really, they have it going on in the Aztec dance department. So these are one of my favorite floats every year in the Western Weekend Parade.
They are brightly garbed, and they're doing beautiful indigenous Aztec dancing, both men and women alike, with some incredibly handmade costumes, hand beaded. You can tell each one is completely unique. And the feathers are really impressive, the headdresses.
They really are. I like them. Some of them are quite long.
Here's a beautiful one with a deep scarlet, red, and black feathers with a sort of...
A beak,
a kind of a raven mask or a raven headdress.
And they've got some young dancers and some more mature dancers as well.
It's a wonderful tradition to teach the youngsters.
And
the
here
dances.
Is an appropriate, and this is so appropriate, the Five Brooks Ranch. I love these folks. They're going to pick up the poupage and put it in their wheelbarrow. This is quite something.
We clean the streets. We clean up after our own parades.
They're shoveling up the horse poop right off
Five
the street.
Brooks
oh,
Ranch.
Five Brooks Ranch.
Serving Marin County with trail rides and the best horse manure.
They're picking it up as they go along.
Now, do you know where the horse manure is? The horse manure remaining horse manure, or are they bringing it to other people who are incorporating it into compost?
I'm not sure, but you can get straight horse manure. Some gardeners like to just get it straight from the source. You know what I'm talking about there?
Yes, pure is the driven snow, so to speak. But kind of the opposite. But still pure. Now, we're having a lull. Have we come to the end of
that
the parade,
is the
Amanda
end.
Eichstedt?
Sometimes they send folks through a second time. But, you know, I think that this is... probably about right. We're at about 45 minutes here into our our broadcast. Silly me.
That's all right. We're just media moguls and we can't quite get over ourselves. And, you know, we are always writing. We do many things in this community. Some of us program film nights at Ink Paper Plate. Some of us write for the Point Reyes Light on a regular basis. Some of us run an inn.
I'll tell you, I just want to say a little something about KWMR if you're tuning in here. We are broadcasting live from the street here today for the Western Weekend Parade, but we are located in the Creamery Building just down from the thrift store, and that's where we have our KWMR studios. We're a full-power FM station, and we broadcast to the villages of West Marin on 90.5 FM in Point Reyes Station, 89.9 in Bolinas, and 92.3 in the San Geronimo Valley. You know, we also stream live and archive our programming on kwmr.org. And we have over 90 volunteer programmers, including youth disc jockeys. That is KWMR. We also provide emergency information. In fact, we're sitting on top of the comm van as we speak, Liberace.
Yes, we are partnering with
West Marin
Disaster Council. Yes.
This van is here and as a backup and you can use it for things like parades, but we can also broadcast from this if things get a little grim out here in West Marin. And you know that in times of need and even just in times of street closures or road blockages, we are here to serve the community. That's KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. And you know what? The WMR, West Marin Radio, KWMR.
Lest you forget. And, you know, we're really proud of this communications van because it's not that many community radio stations that have such a backup system and have this kind of unique partnership with a disaster council
and with our first responders. We really, the community has worked really hard and they're doing quarterly drills to get people encouraged. And, you know, we always encourage folks, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're listening to KWMR, to whether you're here full-time or part-time in West Marin, that you should reach out and find out who is your coordinator for disaster preparedness in your neighborhood. Because whether you're there a lot or not, it's good. You can either step up and be involved or give more information about your property and how folks can reach you if something is going on. That is what the disaster councils are all about. And KWMR, West Marin Community Radio, works very closely with the disaster council in order to help provide all of the community, including our visitors, with emergency information. If you frequent West Marin, maybe you're driving around the seashore right now, didn't make it to the parade, had to get out to Abbott's Lagoon, driving along, it's important for you to know that 90.5 up here in the Point Reyes area is where you want to know on your dial in case something happens and you want to know what's going on. We will be reporting out on the situation for people in West Marin, both local and visiting from afar.
So, Amanda, let us know what's coming up now that the parade is over. Everyone's walking through the streets, lots of people ambling around. What have we got to look forward to for the rest of the day here?
There's food down by Toby's. There's always
having a barbecue,
chicken barbecue down there. And there's also, it looks like there's people queuing up for the barbecue that's available here right by the Palace Market, which they pop out that barbecue somewhat regularly on nice
days.
Yes,
they fired that up some hours ago, and there's probably a lot of beautiful stuff there, delectable. Probably and some beef and chicken there.
I would think so, and maybe some sausages. Also, down at the Western Saloon there across the street, I'm guessing that Jason McClain just pulled that big red truck up with El Radio Fantastique on the back, and they're going to continue to revel right down there across from the Western. You can enjoy the music of El Radio Fantastique.
I see programmer Susanna Henderson of Hawaii Calling, KWMR programmer. She's out and about, and she's carrying a chair. There you go.
Well, that was smart of her to have something that she could sit down on.
Her own lounge chair. We are, by the way, ensconced, Amanda Eichstedt and I, Liberace, on the roof of the communications van, and I like to call it the lanai, the penthouse lanai, because
the penthouse lanai
we are on an upper level,
yes.
But we're really luxuriating.
Aloha, Susanna Henderson.
Aloha, Susanna Henderson.
All right.
And she's smiling up at us,
she's
so jealous because we're on the lanai now. Where is she? She's on the streets.
I can tell you that you can tune in to Hawaii Calling next Saturday at 2 p.m. because this week was the scoring stage with Susan Lockwood.
We have some great programming to go
to
kwmr.org and find out all about it.
Coming up today at 1 o'clock will be Jazz Rhythm with Dave Radlauer, followed by Foraging with Betsy Nichols. And then it's Midnight in Luxembourg.
Isn't Rob Richards guest hosting for Betsy today?
Maybe
I believe he is.
Well,
we have our man in Inverness.
Well, you would know better than I, Liberace. But I can tell you that's normally Betsy's spot. But if Rob Richards is covering for Betsy, then you're going to get a good dose of great music this afternoon all the way from 2 to 6 p.m. And I think that this week it's is it Gregory? Gregory, are you there? Can you join us on the airwaves?
I believe Gregory is on this afternoon.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am. And at 6 o'clock is me with the Long for the Ride. And followed by, and after me is Mark Nickel at between 8 and 10 with Rock of Ages. And at 10 p.m. tonight, the L.A. Theater Works presentation is RFK, A Journey to Justice, followed at midnight by the Grateful Dead Hour. So there's going to be a lot of wonderful things happening, and good things, of course, happening on Sunday, on the last day of Western Weekend. There's the annual Chili Cook-Off, of course, by Rodeo Club. There's the Halleck Creek Cow Flop, the Nonprofit Expo, and, of course, the homemade desserts by the 4-H, the Mexican food at the Sacred Heart Church, and the Farm Bureau Chicken Barbecue. So, if you all up there, after you're sitting on top of the convent calling the parade for an hour, if you're getting hungry, if you want lunch, I've given you some options.
You certainly have.
Well, you had me at homemade desserts.
And I just want to say thank you to you, Gregory, for being there at KWMR. Wow, there's a car turning onto Main Street, and it's not really open yet.
Oh, good heavens.
Good gracious me. Get those babies out of the way. All right. And also,
audacious.
A big thank you to Richard Dillman, who is just sitting right down here. And also to our own wonderful Mia Johnson for coordinating the KWMR float today in the Western Weekend Parade. Many programmers out there, board members, programmers affiliated with the radio station. Now these dancers have some little dogs.
Yes, these gloriously bikinied up dancers from La Gente this ciudad, they have a couple of French bulldogs.
Oh,
and
those are French bulldogs.
They're in red Reeboks, and they are accompanied by French bulldogs.
Can you even get Reeboks anymore? That's amazing.
Well, they seem to be wearing the closest thing to red Reeboks that Liberace has seen in some decades, since the 80s.
I'm really
liking Boy George was in
Zinnia
his
prime. Driving her little rig down the street.
This is my favorite.
Uh-oh, here comes El Radio again.
This is like, what? I know what it is. It's like one of those automated wheelchairs with this sort of postmodern goat's head saddled.
It's kind of a Mad Max sort of way to get around.
And then wagon wheels in the back, and that's the best as I can describe it.
So I'm wrong about El Radio already having pulled up across from the Western.
They're making a second pass.
They're coming through, and if this gives Jason McLean another chance to burn this wire on us, I'm going to.
Amanda is going on the Valium drip right now.
Then
she'll be taken off of it as soon as
Radio Fantastic
gets past the power wire.
There's board member Kristen.
Kristen's wearing a beautiful summer dress.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Yep, making their second pass through here. El Radio Fantastic.
Oh, there's Jean up on the drums with
Captain
a sock.
Jean. And
Kristen Johnny's
is availing herself of a photo op.
I like Johnny's headdress, don't you, Liberace? I think that's really something.
Yes. Is that Gianni Di Morente?
It is Gianni Di Morente.
Di Morente.
The whole band is there.
And
the kids are still there.
The little children are there in what I thought was a steam shovel, but really it's like the thing
the
you
real
would
deal.
Find
it's the real deal.
On a Ferris wheel that you
would
see.
Hey, there's
a
board member, Aaron Ely, walking down the street with his beautiful daughter, Ocean.
Emblematically dressed in a Hawaiian
shirt.
Oh,
man, look at Ocean's getup. That is so awesome. Little hearts, little pink.
I love the name. Ocean, by the way.
She's a lovely child.
That's quite a delicious name. Ocean, it's beautiful.
There are so many young, beautiful children here today. I'm very impressed.
They're all pretty darn well-behaved and self-contained. I haven't heard a single shriek.
And the dogs have been so well-behaved as well.
Yes, the dogs are walking appropriately on their leashes. Actually, I see Peggy and Jim Desser. They are the purveyors of the flowers, Point Reyes flowers.
Oh,
in
yes,
the Point Reyes Farmers Market. They're accompanied by their dogs, Lucky and Scout. And Peggy's wearing a sort of Mayan top and a really cool-looking straw hat. She is actually quite the fashion maven. Country, high style. That's Peggy Orr.
Right there, looking good.
And she also teaches yoga at Yoga Toes.
And there goes Loretta Murphy, a woman with a purpose, walking with purpose. She's very involved with the Sacred Heart Church and the One Heart, One Marin event, which KWMR happens to be a media sponsor for, which is coming up on Father's Day, the 17th Sunday. And that will be down in Olema at the Sacred Heart Grounds. You know what I'm thinking? There's David Briggs. He's got himself some chili. I think he won the chili cook-off right there. And I'm going to say, Gregory, I think we can turn it over to you now to take care of the business at the top of the hour and conclude this live broadcast from Western Weekend, the 70th annual Western Weekend Parade right here in Point Reyes Station. Liberace, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amanda. Always a pleasure to be your right-hand gal.
Even though you're on my left.
I'm dyslexic.
All right, back to you, Gregory.
I don't want much, just a little bit more.
And back here in the KWMR studio, I'm Gregory DiMascio. Thank you, Amanda Eichstadt. Thank you, Liberace. Thank you, Richard Dillman, for setting up our broadcast and calling our broadcast of the Western Weekend Parade here in Point Reyes Station. This is the Derailleurs, More of Your Love, which will take us to the top of the hour when it will be Dave Radlauer's Jazz Rhythm.
I wasn't about to give up my heart to no one else. I was afraid to love.
This is KWMR, 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 in the San Geronimo Valley.
just a little bit more of your love. Swimming pools and fancy homes, but they don't got it made the way we